Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 51 of the My DVC Points podcast. Today's episode is an audio syndication of our live stream from Sunday, November 3rd, 2019. We hope you'll join us there each week live on youtube.com/mydvcpoints. I'd also like to thank the sponsor of today's show, DVC Resale Market. If you're in the market for a new contract, head on over to dvcresalemarket.com. They are the world's largest DVC resale agent. Everybody there is a former Disney direct guide, and they have the knowledge, the experience, and the passion to help you find the right contract. On the flip side of that, if maybe it's time for you to reconsider your membership and you need to list your contract for sale, again, they are the largest DVC resale market company on the planet, and they will help you find a buyer lickety-split. Just let them know that Chad sent you from My DVC Points.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa,
Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Milton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Top of Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to my
Well, welcome home, everybody. My name is Chad. And I'm your host tonight. I want to thank Shannon, Tom, and Marissa for covering last week for us for the My DVC Points live broadcast. I got to watch that show at the end of it and was just so thankful. They put on a great show. Tonight, we have a really cool show as well. On our agenda, we've got Debbie from Vacation Club Loans is joining us. We'll do an update on Shannon's ear giveaway from last week. And then we're just going to have some fun talking about a Skyliner bar crawl tonight. So let me bring Debbie back into the show. Debbie, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great, Chad. How are you tonight?
Oh, great. Well, you are the guest of honor tonight, and you are the reason why we are celebrating. So why don't you go ahead?
I'm celebrating as well. It's been awesome.
Yeah. So why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what we've been up to?
You and I had some conversations, and because you have such a financial background, we were talking about DVC loans, and obviously I'm a DVC lender, and we decided to partner up and kind of make a giveaway for how much, if I could save our audience $100,000 on interest, we would give away a $100 Disney gift card. So in the month of October, we kicked it off October 1st. And we do a guaranteed 9.99% refinance loan, no matter what your credit score is. And you'll be able to refinance and save $5,000, $10,000, whatever you have on your existing loan. And it's just been phenomenal. The audience and the DVC owners have saved a ton of money. So we already hit over $100,000 that we've saved families. Actually, yeah. We hit $122,000
okay,
in October alone.
That, right? Yes. $122K in October alone.
Yes, October and guys, alone.
Yeah, let me just throw this banner back up there because we're not done yet, okay? We want to do a $250,000 celebration. We're almost halfway there, okay, at 122. And at 200, yeah. At 250,000 saved, what are we going to do, Debbie?
Well, we're going to give away a $250 Disney gift card when we hit to the 250 mark. And what we're talking about is, you know, there's a lot of families out there that have, I mean, fantastic loans, you know, with Disney Direct or with another lender, and they're paying 12%, 15%, even 17.5%. So we have a guaranteed 9.99 to refinance, and we have saved so much money for so many people. And it's just been phenomenal. And we're so happy to be able to do this. And, you know, you're getting the exact same benefits. Your deed doesn't change. It's just refinancing and get a better interest rate, just like you would do on your home or you know, any
yeah.
other
so,
savings.
So let's talk about that, right? So yeah. what's the fees on this, Debbie, to do one of these loans? Because usually when you do a refi on a mortgage, there's closing costs and all that other kind of fun stuff.
No, great question. Okay, so we don't charge any fees. Vacation Club Loans charges no fees, whether
zero.
You're buying direct, zero, whether you're refinancing, whether you're buying resale, there's no fees for us, zero always. And for the refinancing, we do have to record a new mortgage. So we do have to pay Orange County or Hawaii or California, Hilton Head. We do have to record a new mortgage, so they charge fees. I would say the average is about $250, you know, maximum, depending on the size of the loan. And that's the only fee. That's it. Nothing else. So $250 maybe. And you can ask some of the of the audience here has done a couple of refinances with me already. So they know it's the real deal. I'm not gonna, you know, hide in a 500 there or 500 there. They already know. So, but it's guaranteed 9.9 interest. And it's about $250 only for Orange County because they charge a fee. It's not for me. Yep. We charge zero fee.
Got it. So I'm just, you know, Marianne saying that's great for families that are saving more on DVC and more money for families is awesome. Caleb, I couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. You know, and it'll probably still go to the mouse some way. Let's be honest with you. The mouse gets all the money. Okay. Exactly. But at least we get a little bit more mouse that way.
Well, okay. what I've been seeing is, the trend in October when we launched this new program, it's been a lot of families have had 9-year loans. They just bought in the last 1 year and they were at 12 or 15%. They're cutting off 2 years of payments.
Yeah,
that's been the trend that I'm seeing is it's about 2 years less on your loan. They're able to finance for 7 years instead of 9.
And Debbie, it's been awesome. If I'm correct here, nothing changes with the membership, right?
No. The benefits
your contract
don't change.
Doesn't change. You're still a direct member. You're still a resale member. Yeah. You're just changing the financing.
Exactly. Okay? It's literally paying off your loan. You're paying off your Disney loan and you have a new loan with me.
Yeah, Dan's got the message here. Maybe it's time to get another contract, right?
Yeah, we do resale financing too.
Yeah, and Brandy was sitting here saying that she saved years off of her loan. It was great and so easy. And that's what I keep hearing.
Yeah, that's definitely been the trend. Yeah.
Yeah, it's and Zach says,
See?
You know,
15.9.
It's insane the amount of money that we're able to come back in and save people. And so,
The trend is, I mean, the philosophy is in financing, if you can save at least 1%, it's worth to refinance. But if you can save 4% or 5%, it's a Herculean difference because your payment's going to drop and you're going to pay it off faster.
Even 1%. I mean, it's only $200-ish, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's kind of the really cool part about that. Mm-hmm. Dan asks a question here. He goes, can we pay off our loan with my Disney Visa? That one's kind of tricky. I'm going to try it. This one, Debbie, and I'll let you step in. Right.
Okay.
So I think if you buy the contract through DVC, you can get 6 months financing through Disney Visa on it at no interest. At the end of that, can they then refinance the Disney Visa card with you, Debbie?
They would have to refinance the Disney membership. So for example, let's say they got a $15,000 contract with Disney and then they were doing like a 6 months no interest on a Visa card, they could actually just refinance the whole contract with us for the full amount. And we would just transfer the loan to us and pay off the existing loan.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's really cool then. Well, I think if you put it on the Visa card, you don't have a title. So it would be a cash out refi.
Right.
That's how that would work. So Dan, I think she can work something out there, work with her on the details on it.
Yeah, it'd be like an equity loan.
Yeah, something along those lines.
In that situation.
So yeah, that's a really good deal. So here's what we're doing. And let me find this graphic here. And I wanted to just throw this up here. So everybody tonight, pay attention. We're giving away a $100 gift card. And here's the rules. Okay, they're really, 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 really simple. You have to subscribe to youtube.com/mydvcpoints. So if you're watching on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. If you're watching on Facebook, go over to YouTube and hit the subscribe button. I suggest you turn on the notification bell because like we talked earlier, we are planning for more giveaways here and we have $1 million dream goal. So at 250, we're giving away a 250 gift card. So we're planning on taking this on up and really just starting to celebrate because we're doing such great things for people. So now this is a trivia contest to make things a little fair and get around some rules. So what you have to do is post on the YouTube video a name of a Skyliner resort or bar discussed tonight in the Skyliner crawl. That's the trivia question. Any of the stuff that's coming up tonight's fair game, just comment on it. And so what we'll do is we'll look at the comments. We'll see who has a correct answer. We'll see if you're a subscriber. We'll put them into a random generator. And that's how we'll pick the winner. And the winner will be announced on our next live show after closing. So it should be next Sunday night. But if we don't go live next Sunday night, we'll need a little bit more time. And that's just it. And we want to thank Debbie from Vacation Club Loans for that.
I got the card ready.
You got the card ready. Cool. And so what you'll do is you'll IM, you know, when we do this, we'll come back in and we'll IM each other through Facebook, but through YouTube, because that's where the comments are. We'll connect that way and we'll get you the gift card number. So you can just type it into DisneyGiftCard.com and transfer it onto one of your own cards. Mm-hmm. This way it's cleaner. We don't have to worry about it getting lost in the mail.
Right.
So yeah, that's really cool. And then the second item is last week, Shannon gave away a set of ears and I have to give her some shout outs here because she sent me a video that was just a little too long to upload, but she won a huge shout out. Shannon at Disney Days, our normal co-host here.
Yeah.
If you guys come back in, read her blog, subscribe to her YouTube channel. It's just Shannon Ford. Wonderful person. Couldn't make it this week. Yeah, she's traveling this week. But anyways, she did this giveaway for us. And let me find this video and we will roll it and show you who won.
Thanks to everyone who entered for the mint green and pink mini ears. These are the people who subscribed to my DVC points on YouTube and left comments. So here we go. Pick a random name. And the winner is Marcella Goiner.
Yay, Marcella. Yeah, she sent me that little video clip and I didn't know how else to work it in there. So I had to chop off a whole bunch of branding. So I just left up Shannon at Disney Days the whole time. That's really cool. And then moving on to the next item on our agenda, I need to welcome back here Alicia.
Hey,
Alicia, thanks for hanging out through that whole giveaways and celebrations and all that other kind of fun stuff.
I love it. I mean, I'm in the back room going, ooh, does this mean I get to enter? Because I'm
yes.
not really on.
Yes, yes.
It's random. Absolutely.
I will not enter myself, but
I know.
And I'll exclude my wife and kids if they happen to be watching. Okay. Yeah, we'll do that whole if you work for us kind of thing. That's great. And
that's awesome. But I mean, what an amazing gift, though. I mean, not only the $100, but to be able to save thousands and thousands for so many people. Yeah. So that's awesome.
It was an exciting month. I was just so thrilled that it came out so good and it was so well, you know, it just worked out so well for so many people. It was
now,
great.
Just on a back end question, is it? Oh, I've been Alicia Rock. Thank you, Marianne. So I was wondering, okay, and I hear a lot of refi. Mm-hmm. We have a few members and people out there that are looking at first purchases. Would they be able to go with you right from the get-go?
Yes, absolutely. I do lots of direct buy DVCs as well. As a licensed resale and a licensed lender, we're able to finance Disney direct purchases. We're able to refi. We're able to do the resale market. It's unlimited. So. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really, really, really cool.
And our rates start at 9.9. So it's really good.
When you and I talked a few weeks ago on my, you know, to look at it, some people don't know where to find, like, you know, cause Amanda just posted and she's like, I have to check my current loan rate. And how you go on that is you go onto your, you know, Disney or DVC login, you log in there mm-hmm. and there it's very, very clear. So you can
yes.
see how much.
Absolutely. Yeah. When you go into your MyDVC login, you're going to see exactly what your loan balance is. You're going to see your interest rate. You're going to know exactly. I mean, they're very, very transparent. So yeah. you'll be able to quickly look and see what you can save. What I do when someone contacts me to do a refi, I tell them your existing loan and then what you'll save with us. Make it very transparent.
Oh, cool. Amanda here says she's already checking her current loan rate. So she's one step ahead of you there, Alicia.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll still keep celebrating, but I want to move into this gondola deal. Okay. Because I did a few live broadcasts on Facebook from the gondolas and my whole take is move over monorail. There's a new king of Disney transportation. Yeah. And everybody talks about doing the monorail bar crawls. And I'm going, you know what? I'm sure some people have started posting some stuff about the bar crawls out there for the Skyliner. But that's what we're going to talk about tonight is mm-hmm. to just come back up into this and say, hey, where would we go? And how would we start this out? So Alicia, what was some of your initial thoughts here?
Okay. So you know me. Well, if you don't know me, here you go. Right. So I'm not a park person as much as I am an experience. Like, how can I have a Disney day without going into a park? And this is my jam. So what I would do is I would pack a bag, and all of us would pack a bag with a little swimsuit in it and a little sunscreen. And we'd say, let's go have an adventure. So I would pop on, and I would probably start at the farthest one. Now, it does say that you cannot pool hop at Art of Animation, which is okay. I wouldn't anyway there anyway, but I would start at Art of Animation. Now, that's one, like, that's from what I saw on there. That's kind of like a long way out, right? And then, but I would definitely see where my adventures would go. I would, you know, find some restaurants and definitely for some pool bars, and maybe have, you know, a nice cocktail sitting by a pool somewhere that we're allowed to go to.
Yes. So that's a good question then, because we're hitting the pool bars, they might close a little bit early. So you'd have to look at that. Okay. But Pop has a pool bar, and that's called Petals.
Petals and, pool bar. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Art of Animation has one as well.
It's called the Drop Off.
Yep, the drop-off pool bar. And so you could pool hop over to Pop. I don't think they'll let you into Art of Animation, but I think you can definitely pool hop over to Pop. So, yeah,
and you can't even get into Art of Animation without a wristband. Like, so you couldn't even go into that pool bar without staying at Art of Animation, but Pop, you can.
Gotcha.
Because you can't use the bathrooms. I tried. It was denied.
Closed.
But you can go inside and use the arcade and the bathroom inside. Yeah.
Yeah.
But at Pop, you can.
I'm with Caleb here. He would get a gondola whip bar, right? At every place possible. Okay. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. And I know you can get one over at the food court over at Pop. They definitely have Dole Whips there, because I had one there last weekend. I had to have my daily Dole Whip. Everybody who knows me, right?
Well, and I think over at Art of Animation, you might want to start with an experience. Back when we stayed there, I'm not sure if they still do it, but they had those classes. Do you remember where you would go to Hollywood Studios and you would like wait, and they would show you how to like make Mickey Mouse and draw Tigger and things like that? Well, they used to do it at Art of Animation even up until last year. So
I think they still do. Yeah.
Yeah. So that could be fun experience to like build it around there and do like gondola, learn how to draw Tigger. And then
you're going to do a day and night.
She's doing it hard. 10 a.m.
Here.
She's going. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay. So we're at Pop and we hit those pool bars. We do those experience. Now, are you guys going over to Banana Cabana over at Caribbean Beach?
That's where I'm pulling out my swimsuit.
Like, yeah, that's a no-brainer. You got to hit anything called Cabana Banana. You have to hit it.
Because I looked at that one and I did a little markup of a map here and went, man, that thing's going to be a haul. Okay. Because this red star down here is the Caribbean Beach gondola stop. And at the top of the page, the yellow star is the Riviera gondola stop. And so you're going to have to take one of these two paths, red or yellow, over to this green star where that's, that's a haul. Okay.
So the green thing is the pool?
Yeah. The green thing is the pool bar, right?
Oh.
It's the restaurant, the pool bar. And so I'm thinking it's a little bit of a hike to get there, but I don't know, man. I don't know how much people are willing to walk.
But you have a fantastic view. You know, you've got a fantastic view, and then Cabana Banana. I can't even say that now. Besides after, you know, having a couple of drinks, if I was to do the bar crawl on the gondola, but they have amazing sangria. They have such good sangria. So I that's love a definite of the sangrias.
Yeah. You have another fan here, Alicia. So rope drop Art of Animation, Alicia for the win. Okay.
That's awesome.
So you guys are definitely doing that, right? And audience members keep chiming in as well.
Right. And what would you, has anybody stayed there or has anybody gone? Because I want to know what to drink when I'm there. I mean, is it the strawberry daiquiri by that pool? I mean, what are they known for? I'm not sure. You know, so that would be
good. I pulled up the menus and
they have a guavarita if you like margaritas. So
okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what guava tastes like. I don't know. Sounds interesting.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
I think anybody that likes margaritas will probably like a guavarita. I think so.
It just sounds fun to say it, right? It just sounds absolutely fun to say it.
I can answer Jeremy. How to have a hip flask. He's like, okay. So, you know, when you go to those little, you know, like pool parties and they have like all of the, like the people that entertain your children so you can sit and enjoy the sunshine. So one of them was, it was a scavenger hunt for the kids and whoever had something in their, you know, bag that had a pirate on it. So I pulled out my Captain Morgan and gave it to my kid to go show. We won.
Oh,
so we didn't get in trouble for that, but you know, I don't know. I guess they didn't mind.
We're having an influence on Caitlin here. So she's planning on going to ride the Skyliner next week. She just might have to do a pit stop for some food and drink now.
Yeah. And why not?
Yeah. I'm looking at it like, why not? I think the trick to this would be the pool hopping thing to see what you can get away with. Because as I'm looking at this, there's like a Mariner's Mojito over at Banana Cabana, blah, 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 right?
I need a mojito recipe.
Cabana banana.
Right?
It's not easy to say.
I swear to God, I haven't had any of this yet before trying. I mean.
Yeah.
Well, try saying it after three drinks.
Yeah. And you said that pool also has a water slide?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, right.
That's at the feature pool for the resort. And I was just doing some research online. It looks like it had like an 82-foot water slide.
Oh.
Which I think Beach Club is around 120. So it's
that's pretty big.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Beach Club one is long with very few turns. But so, yeah, it's pretty decent. Man, the Alicia love, right?
Hugs and kisses.
Right. Team Alicia for the win.
Well, okay. I mean, it's alcohol. We're on my thing.
Yeah, this is true. She owns a bar, okay?
Yeah, this is what I do. Yeah. So it is fun. So I think that would be fun. And, you know, if you have little kids and don't mind drinking in front of them, I don't mind, then they might have, you know, like some like playgrounds and things. So as you are doing that walk, you might, you know, wear out the kids a little bit. And, you know, so there is things to do without it being, you know, just about a bar, right? There's other things to do around the bars. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I will take your wisdom on this one, Alicia.
Yeah,
especially the ride over, you know, they're going to have a fascinating time just riding over the landscape of everything and going from resort to resort. So the kids are going to be enthralled with that.
Right.
You know, it's not like they're having to walk and just, you know, stomp or whatever.
And most of those resorts have like entertainment during the day or different, you know, activity directors or crafts and things to do like that.
For sure.
Yeah, Caleb points out here that Google Maps says it's a 0.4 mile from the pool station at Caribbean Beach, that it's an easy walk on a Disney day.
Yeah, that's nothing, right?
Yeah, you're going to be clocking a few miles on a Disney day. So
yeah, you're getting point your 10,000 well steps.
Right.
Yeah, but it's also probably 0.4 back to the gondola. So you might want to take note of that and what stop it is on the day.
Yeah, this is true, right? And Marianne says, I say we pay for a WDW babysitter and we do a grown-up Skyliner adventure.
There you go.
That's what I was thinking with this whole
invite
episode.
Invite me.
Okay. Right. But I mean, it's kind of slim pickings at these values and moderates for decent bars. And, you know, I look at it and I looked at what's coming in Riviera. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I see listed is like a bar Riv, which is another pool bar.
Yeah,
I don't really see like a lounge listed over there as well. So that's a little disappointing from a bar crawl kind of a perspective. I think they might end up addressing that one.
I think for that kind of experience, though, they push you to the end of our gondola experience. Where do we go? I mean, if you want that bar feel, then you usually go to the boardwalk or you go to Disney Springs, right?
I mean, right.
Well, yeah. I mean, from Riviera, that's where we're headed next. Okay. And now we're getting into some serious options when we get over to this Boardwalk Beach Club Swan and Dolphin area.
Would we hit Riviera next, though? Like, would we go, you know, like from Caribbean to Riviera? Would that be next on the loop?
I think the Riviera is the next on the loop.
Yeah, the Riviera is the next one on the loop. Okay.
Yes. Which I'll be there in March. I'm super excited. I'll give you a full rundown when I get back.
Oh, did you book a room in March?
I did. March 3rd.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm with you, Marianne. No lounge. That's just plain dumb for Riviera It's
well, they have the Riva Bar that'll be open, and then they have Topolina's Rooftop Terrace, which I think the Rooftop Terrace will be phenomenal. It's kind of like how the Disney Boardwalk is, how they have the Rooftop Lounge. The Topolino's will be a similar situation where they're going to have a Rooftop Terrace, but I think it's also unlike the Boardwalk. Instead of like more of a lounge, it's more of a very high-end restaurant.
Yeah, I got the feeling it was more along the lines of California Grill.
Yeah, it's a like very dinner kind of more
high-end atmosphere. Reservations required.
Yes.
You just can't like pop up there and go to the bar.
No. Okay? Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
So I was wondering on those kind of places, I mean, like for like the fancy restaurants and things, do you have to have a reservation to go to the bar, or can you just pop in and have a drink at the bar and then pop out?
That's a great question. I'm going to guess, just my spidey sensors are telling me, you probably have to have a reservation. They're not going to let it open to everyone, because I think it might be a little bit crowded if they did that. I don't know.
Yeah, because like at some of the places, like at Disney Springs and stuff, I don't have to have a dinner reservation to pop up to the bar. I can just just pop in and be, you know, sometimes I pop in and order an appetizer even. So I don't have to have a full menu, and I don't have to wait an hour and a half for a dinner reservation.
Right. I would love to see them have like a part of the terrace that was dedicated to maybe just a lounge, maybe just the view, because it is one of their taller buildings. But it didn't seem that way, only from what I've researched so far. But when I go there in March, I'm definitely going to check it all out. I already have reservations at the Topolinas just because I want to see, you know, the whole experience when I stay there. But we'll see if they have like a lounge only area or something. I don't know if they do.
Oh, we have double Chad.
Oh, uh-oh.
We have double Chad, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now you're getting too fancy, cloning yourself. Stop.
I'm telling you, I do not know what happened there.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's funny.
Let me come back in and see if I can't move things around.
Well, it was so fun. Zach, he said that the Skyliner is too close to France not to grab a Grand Marnier slushie. Grand Marnier slushie sounds fabulous.
It does, right, Zach? I'm agreeing with you 100%, but...
But that one you would have to have a annual pass, right? Or a day.
Yeah, it would be a park ticket, which was kind of, you know, we set to do a non-park day. But Eric brings up a really great point over here as well with jelly rolls.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How do you go wrong with jelly rolls and the dueling piano bars and all that kind of fun stuff?
So real quick, just before we move on, Caleb Allison said they're going to be at Riviera on December 31st for 2 nights. Caleb, I would love to know if you have the masquerade ball tickets that the Riviera is having.
Oh, yeah.
They're having a masquerade ball for New Year's Eve at 8 p.m. till I think it's like 12:30 a.m. And it's supposed to be amazing because they're going to have the fireworks and the terrace masquerade ball. It just sounds amazing. Obviously, most of us, none of us have stayed there yet because it's, you know, brand spanking new.
It sounds very bougie. To speak like
exactly.
Yeah, especially this like this masquerade ball kind of a thing.
Yeah, they have it at masquerade.
It wasn't that like $500 or something insane, or
$150 a person.
Ooh.
So Caleb, we're calling you out on your big spending on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
That's fun. So from Riviera, then you
he says, nope, sounds cool, but too expensive.
So from Riviera, then you would take a gondola and that drops you at Epcot.
I mean, like literally right at the International Gateway entrance. They moved back guest relations to drop in the gondola right there that close.
Yeah, it's right there at the back door.
And I can tell you as well, last time I did a little secret run over to Martha's Vineyard because I looked at this and I mean, it was Epcot closing, fireworks. The thing was just packed with people. And so I just ran over to Martha's Vineyard real quick and came right back, got a drink, came right back. And it took me like 5 minutes to walk to Martha's Vineyard. Not bad. By the time I got back, the place was empty. It was walk on.
Wow.
So it is really, really, really close. And so you can go to Martha's Vineyard, which I know James Santos said that was his favorite bar on property. That's where I got my scolding for the not asking about the cheese plate stuff from Jeremy. So,
right.
It's a decent bar. My favorite over there, though, is Hurricane Hannah's. Tom at Hurricane Hannah's is the main bartender, and he's the one who developed the Category 5 drink.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just say because it had 5 in there, I took the challenge and don't recommend it. Okay.
Oh, that's funny. My favorite over there is Big River Grill and Brewery. I'm a beer fan, not totally a liquor fan, but I just love being able to watch the brewmasters. They have Florida ceiling windows and you can watch the brewmasters do their thing in there. And they make, I think it's 5 or 6 beers that they're making on the property. And they have Rocket Red Ale. They have a Sweet Magnolia and they have a beer flight that you could buy so you can sample all 6 of them. And that's one of my favorite things to do at that, the Boardwalk Beach Club area.
Awesome.
Those perfect. Those are on the list.
Yeah. Everybody who's listening, everybody who's listening, go ahead and comment on this or comment on YouTube as well. So it counts for the gift card giveaway. What would be your favorite bar to go to? What would be your have to hit?
On this gondola one or like...
On this gondola one.
Okay.
Right.
Because yeah, I see a geyser point from Jeremy over there and I'm like, oh, he's talking my language. But gondola, that's a long gondola jump. So,
yeah, right. We don't have that much cable here, Jeremy. Yeah. Right. So
I love ESPN too. I think their food's great. They have some great sandwiches. Their pulled pork's amazing. Their burgers are amazing. I mean, I just love that those two areas right there. You can have cocktails, go get a bite to eat, come back and have a couple craft beers. It's really awesome.
And so,
on the water.
Yeah. And what I found is like you want to do Boardwalk kind of more in the evening.
Yes.
Like if you go during the day, like doing pianos and you know all those kind of fun spots are just you walk in, and you're like, wow. It's like 11 o'clock in the morning and there's nobody here. You know, you want to go and sometimes right. Street performers at night, right? And things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You've got Abracadabra Bar over there as well, which is kind of fun. It's like a magician themed bar, right? Mm-hmm. Right. It's kind of attached to Flying Fish. You've got the brew pub over there. You've got ESPN Zone.
Yeah. I think Beach Club would probably be a better day place than the Boardwalk. But like, if we're going to do the gondola crawl, I would start at Art and Pop, you know, just because their pools are closer in the evening time anyway, and then work my way to Boardwalk and make that my last stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're definitely open till at least 11 over there at the Beach Club side over at the bars.
Mm-hmm.
And if not more.
And I think a lot of jumpers over there.
Yeah. Marianne, Michael. All right, Caitlin, I am with you on this one. Give me just the sugar out of Ample Hills. That ice cream is to die for.
Right.
And then the Abracadabra Bar. It's like I've been drinking this stuff tonight. The Abracadabra Bar, according to Lauren.
I was wondering at Ample Hills, is there any chocolate liqueur we can pour over a little sundae? I mean, we could take our ice cream and then bring it over to the bar and like, add this.
And Danielle mentioned, she's glad that we mentioned ESPN. She's staying at Riviera in May. Haven't been to ESPN in years. And she knows her 14-year-old will enjoy that one. And I am with you. I had a blast last time I was there. This is a business conference probably 5-6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we were staying at the Swan and Dolphin. So we walked over there as well.
Well, and that's another thing. I mean, the Swan and Dolphin is pretty close too. So, I mean, if you're in a professional and you've hit all of the bars in the Boardwalk, you can also make it over to the Swan and Dolphin for a cocktail.
Yep. And then Jeremy's commenting here as well. Given the proximity, I like the Rose and Crown Pub in Epcot. It's near the back gate. Yes, you could pop over there really quick and easy with an annual pass or blow park ticket day.
Mm-hmm. I love that chocolate hip flask.
Yeah. Hashtag chocolate hip flash. And then Caitlin comments here as well that the ooey gooey butter cake, I believe that's an ice cream flavor at Ample Hills. Correct me if I'm wrong there, Caitlin.
That's fine.
And Brandy's picking up first time at Boardwalk in April. Probably hit Ample Hills. Highly recommend it.
Like, how does the Abracadabra Bar like make it like... Like, what do they do? Do they like set things on fire or do they magically make things disappear? I don't know. I have no idea.
I've only sat outside and drank something and I didn't really know any kind of magical tricks kind of things. But I do know if you're eating at the Flying Fish, you go through there and use the restrooms. Oh, that's my experience there. It's pretty limited. Alicia, I'm just going to have to take one for the team and go over there and do a report for you.
I think that'll be good. That'll be good.
Yeah. We're going to have to research how they got their name.
Yes. I don't know if I could pregame on my walk to the world. Like, I don't think you can do this and crawl through Epcot. I would definitely need some break in between.
Well, you got all that pool time, okay?
That's when I do my best drinking by the pool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it sounds like there's quite a lot of bars in the boardwalk area. I mean, there's five at least, you were saying, right?
Yeah, there's absolutely be at least five.
Because like you've got the every you've other got building. The Compass. Mm-hmm. The Compass Bar over at Yacht Club as well, which is a real little tiny one. And you have Beach Club's got its own Martha's Vineyard. Then you've got the pool bar. And I think it's, what is it called? Leaping Libations over at the Boardwalk Pool. Mm-hmm. Did I get that name right? I think I did. I know there's a pool bar.
Right next to the merry-go-round. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, right there at the Creepy Clown. So you can get
the Creepy Clown.
Get a little drink at the Creepy Clown. Okay. I love me some Creepy Clown slide now. Don't get me wrong. That that's one of my favorite slides on property.
Okay? Really? That's awesome.
Yeah, there you go. And Marianne says she's going to join me on our Abracadabra Bar experience in February.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we'll have to come back in and hit that. And Lauren's offering an IV for fluids for her pregame.
Yeah. Yeah, or a big lunch. Maybe there's got to be some good lunch somewhere.
Very good. Anybody else have a thought here on this gondola ride drinking around the world? I think we've covered what we were going to cover on this. And I just want to come back in for some final comments and then remind everybody to go over to YouTube, hit the subscribe button, and then do a comment and put a bar name in someplace that serves on the gondola tour, anything that we mentioned tonight. Okay.
Yeah, we're giving $100 gift card away.
Yeah, absolutely. $100 gift card to celebrate. And then as well, check your rates, check your loans, come back in and see what Debbie can do for you guys to help save you some money and add to our celebration pot. So I think this is a fun idea. I mean, everybody is just lighting up at the beginning of the show and I kind of felt like we were staying too much there and I needed to move, but man, all the comments still kept coming in after we were doing it.
That's great. I hope that as we go, when people go to Disney and things, I sure hope I want to see some pictures of some of these cocktails that on our gondola rides. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
To start sharing our moments out there. Because I want to see what's yummy, you know? What is the must cocktail? Like you showed a picture on the Top of the World, and that one is kind of stuck in my head with like this cup that was like this big.
Oh, the fishbowl? Yeah. It's called the Seven Seas Lagoon.
So I bet all of these places are going to have some cool, you know, cocktails that we can't miss.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to come in and check that out. And okay, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this up again. And I'm going to Michael's given Debbie one final shout out. Debbie is awesome, guys. If you need to refinance.
Thank you.
And okay. Lauren here wants to know, can we bring a cocktail on the gondola? Maybe if it's in a cup.
So, I would try.
Okay. I have tried. Not on the gondola, but okay. So when I stayed at club level, they gave you like wine and sippy cups and it was fabulous. And I could bring it anywhere I wanted. I brought it on the boat and on the bus and all those things. But where I could not pass through was any part that had a security check. So whenever I got to like check your bag, they're like, no alcohol. Mm. So I would always have to drop it then. But of course, I would know the answer to that, right?
Yeah, there you go. And I know this is Andrew's ID here.
So maybe the red solo cup you might be able to get through.
I
don't know. They didn't stop me from carrying on a bottle of water and a bottle of Coke. So obviously... Pour it in a bottle, I guess. I don't know, right?
Yeah, but mine was like it looked like a coffee cup with a lid. And he goes, "What's in that?" And I'm like, "It's wine." And he's like, "No." So,
yeah, there you go. But Marianne circles back and goes, "Probably not. That's when you need your hip flask." Okay. Okay, let me go over the rules one more time, guys, just so that we're clear and we get everybody on the same page with this, because we really do want to give away not only this $100, but have this go so well, we keep funding these loans and we keep saving people more money and we keep the celebrations going. So just so everybody's clear, go over to youtube.com/mydvcpoints. That's our YouTube channel. I suggest you click the notifications bell so that you get notifications when we go live there. And we're planning more celebrations. Just type in the name of any restaurant, any bar thing that we discussed tonight in a comment. And that's our trivia question. And you must have a correct answer to win. And we're going to end this thing 11/9/19 Eastern time at midnight. That's when we'll kind of come back in, and anybody before then will do it. And hopefully we have a winner to announce on our next live show. So that is all that I have today. Alicia, thank you for joining us. Where can people follow up with you for more Alicia Rocks?
I know you guys are so fun on the My DVC Points. It's always fun to see what all of you bring.
Yeah, she's a regular in our community group. And then Debbie, where can people follow up with you at?
You can contact me at vacationclubloans.com.
And let me find the banner here. You're quicker than I am. So vacationclubloans.com, 800-334-2334. And thank you so much, Debbie, for all that you do to help promote the show and make things possible. And thank you for saving all of this money for the listeners. It's a wonderful service that you provide.
Thank you so much. It's been great. It's such a good month. Yeah,
absolutely. So, and thanks for joining us on your first live as well.
I know. This was exciting. Oh my God. Thank you, Alicia. It was so great to meet you tonight. And I look forward to doing this again. And you and I are going to have to do a pub crawl.
That's on the list.
And Lauren wants a My DVC Points branded hip flask. Okay. I'll have to work on one of those for the gift shop, right?
I love it.
That's awesome.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We will catch you next week. And we're also going to be kicking off a Saratoga Springs series here pretty soon, possibly this Friday if I can pull off my history show in time. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. We will talk with you all soon.
Bye.
Bye. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.